दोस्तों मेरे साथ इस वक्त संदीप अनुमाल सेती हैं, जो वैज्ञानिक रहे हैं अंतरिक्ष अनुसंधान संस्थान में भारत के, और जाने माने जो प्रोजेक्ट्स रहे हैं जैसे चंद्रयान या मंगलयान उनसे जुड़े रहे हैं। लेकिन संदीप अब ऑस्ट्रेलिया आ रहे हैं पढ़ाई के लिए। 7 साल इसरो के साथ काम करने के बाद संदीप ने आगे पढ़ने का फैसला किया और अब वो मास्टर्स की पढ़ाई के लिए ऑस्ट्रेलिया आ रहे हैं एक बहुत ही प्रतिष्ठित स्कॉलरशिप पाकर। संदीप से जानते हैं उनकी यात्रा कैसी रही है। संदीप, आपका बहुत बहुत स्वागत है SBS हिंदी पर। आपको बहुत बहुत बधाई, आपको एक इतना बड़ा स्कॉलरशिप मिला है ऑस्ट्रेलिया आने के लिए। क्या आप हमें बता सकते हैं हाउ डिड दैट हैपन?
नो, एक्चुअली आई हैव प्लान्स फॉर डूइंग मास्टर्स इन ऑस्ट्रेलिया एंड पर्टिकुलरली इन मेलबर्न। सो आई हैव बीन लुकिंग फॉर द यूनिवर्सिटीज एंड देन यू नो आई हैव बीन गोइंग थ्रू दिस प्रोसीजर्स एंड वन डे सडनली कम अक्रॉस दिस स्कॉलरशिप फ्रॉम लैट्रो। I was so excited and then I immediately started applying for LATRO for this Masters of Information Technology program. But I was not aware that for any program, for any course in Australia in particular, you have to approach them like, you know, through an agent. So then they asked me to apply through an agent. Then through IDP I have applied actually. But before that I was in touch with few guys from, you know, Australia, like Shakti in particular. He was guiding me like about the universities and what should I see and what should I look for. Then with all the you know, documents and everything, I submitted to IDP and then they processed, like in a sense, like they submitted on behalf of me to the university. Then like normal procedure, I've gone through this GTE procedure with GTE. Then later they sent me an invitation for scholarship. That is how the scholarship works, I guess. Since I met all the minimum eligibility criteria, I got an invitation. In that invitation, they asked for me, you know, to submit an resume and then 4 to 5 minutes video answering some 4 to 5 questions, like what are my career goals, why I want to choose this university, like how I'm going to make difference within the community through this scholarship, like why am I eligible for this scholarship. Like there are some 4 to 5 questions and I should answer these questions like in this 4 to 5 minutes video, but and I should send them along with all the documents. There are a list of documents, I guess, they asked for this scholarship. And I did this video and then with all the relevant documents, again, I submitted them. And I was told at that time that there is one scholarship from India and one from Sri Lanka. After 1 month, I got a call from them that saying, you know, that my application was selected for the final round. And they asked for my, you know, willingness that am I going to join this coming term or do I have any plans of deferring the application? Then I told him that I want to, you know, start my master's right away if I get the scholarship. Then after a couple of days, again, they called and then they told that I got the scholarship. 3-4 weeks back, some virtual ceremony happened with Vice Chancellor of LATRO. And in that, he announced my name and then gave the scholarship.
So what does this mean to you? Is it significant?
Undoubtedly, because to be honest, I had, like, I didn't have this thing in mind. I was preparing for, you know, all the other important things such as loan and then for my, you know, living expenses. Like, I was looking after loans and other stuff, and also I was trying to save some more money so that, you know, my journey in Australia would be better. Of course, with half of mine was always preoccupied with these things. Suddenly when I learned that I was the recipient of the scholarship, like I just can't express my feeling. Like, and immediately I called up to my parents and then I shared this thing, and then they were even so proud and happy at that time. And from that moment, like, it gave me an option, like now I'm able to focus more on the education, like what I want to study and how I can shape up my career, rather than, you know, focusing my mind more on the how to arrange the funds.
Mm-hmm. Achha, what is your educational background?
Actually, I passed out in 2014 from, you know, Keele University. It is like one of the top reputed university in India, you know, ranked around less than 50 when it comes to universities in India. Mm-hmm. And my GPA was 9.1. And after I passed out and I worked in TCS for a year as an associate software engineer, and from there on, from last 6 years and now, and I've been working for Indian Space Research Organization. Now it's close to 7 years, I guess, like, you know, as a space scientist and in satellite control center.
आपने तो फिर historical moments भी देखे हैं संदीप, like मंगलयान and all?
Yeah, no, I've been part of all these projects, like even the current one, like Chandrayaan, the next phase, which is supposed to launch in the coming week, but now at the moment the project is going to delay further because of this COVID reason.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm, you know, in many aspects, I was so fortunate to be part of many of these projects.
Coming from there, yeah. What do you think you will be learning here in Australia?
So I won't say that this is going to be very easy move from my side, like, you know, give up on the job and then want to pursue higher education. Yeah, this has not come so easy. But over the time, I understood that there were some gaps, you know, in my learnings. Like, since I came from this pure electronics and communication background, I've not been taught about this programming or, you know, technological skills. But given the current situations and all, like, you just can't stay away from programming, be it anywhere from any, be you came from any background. Now things are, and particularly even in Israel, most of the things are multidisciplinary. Like mastering in only one discipline is not going to help you in any way. Then I realized it's important. I want to bridge that gap, and I want to, you know, focus more on the programming aspect and then learn some important technologies in IT. This would actually help me, you know, to take the better levels even in the future. Like, even if I ask to take up any project, the degree in information technology would eventually help me to get better opportunities. That was what I was thinking at that time. Then I thought, okay, let us give it a try. Like, it is not going to be a bad move if I, you know, give my 100%. And then if I study sincerely, definitely this will fetch better results than what I had in mind when I was applying for these universities.
And I know it's too early, too premature to ask, but have you ever thought about it? Do you have something in mind? Would you be going back after studying or not?
Yeah, even I'm not, I don't want to make anything up right now because, of course, like, I definitely thought about, you know, want to work for at least 2 years minimum, like after one, because this international experience will definitely add some value. But again, see, I came from this very peculiar field, like, you know, you know, space and then satellite controlling. Even if I want to work in any other country, let me admit you this very frankly, even if I may be eligible for most of the control center jobs, even if whatever is there in Australia. But all these jobs, at least it will expect PR or citizenship.
Mm.
Because since it involves some critical information and handling of some critical things, they'll expect that I should be from at least a PR holder or citizen. If I get through this PR process, I believe that, yeah, I will get through this. Like, yeah, then I may think about working in the space field even in Australia.
Well, many congratulations to you. Most welcome to Australia, Sandeep.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah.